Next question is David Mistriel, M-I-S-T-R-I-E-L. This is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Crozer. Reason for consultation: supraventricular tachycardia, evaluation for elective solar custody, standard frequency ablation. History: patient is a 62-year-old male with a history of atrial fibrillation flutter. Period: patient with a cardioversion in June 21 period. Patient still continues to have recurrence of atrial flutter with a rapid ventricular rate, completing a shown sub-breath period. Referred to me for elective physiological studies and ready frequency ablation period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial flutter with the ventricular rate of 120 beats per minute period. Allergies: penicillin. Social history: patient has history of smoking, no history of alcohol or drug use. Family history: no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Past medical history: atrial flutter, chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, history of methamphetamine use period. Family history: non-contributory. Review system in general: degeneration, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history: pulmonary, no history of pneumonia. COPD, abdominal history, and OCO meeting and diarrhea, spinning no history, arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 87 over 59, pulse is 100, respiration 60, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is tachycardic, no murmurs, so gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bulbs of extremity, no edema, clinic condition number one, atrial flutter, number two, COPD, number three, history of drug use. Recommendation: patient is quite symptomatic with the atrial flutter. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial flutter. Procedure described benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Please indicate to Dr. Michael Kruger.